Good morning and welcome. Thank you for being a part of this very important entry point for the whole of Holy Week. This is Palm Sunday, also Passion Sunday. Now, one of the elements to worship in a liturgical setting on Palm Sunday is we begin our worship with palms. We begin our worship with the triumphant entry. We begin our worship with Hosanna in the highest. And as a rule, we end our worship with the story of Christ's passion, Jesus' crucifixion and death, all of which set up the elements for the week of Holy Week, where we will go much more in depth into these things. One of the things that we typically do on Palm Passion Sunday is we read the Passion story. Just as much as we process with the palms, we read the Passion story to be a part of what's happening in this particular part of the liturgical calendar. It's an important entryway for us to go into Holy Week. One of the things that we typically don't do is have a sermon. And I often have joked that the reason we don't do a sermon on Palm Sunday is you're going to come to church on Thursday and Friday. How many sermons do you want to hear in a week, really? But the fact of the matter is much more profound. And that's simply this. On this Palm Sunday, as we go from palm to passion, and Jesus' trial, conviction, and execution, the simple fact of the matter is there's really nothing more profound that can be said. It is the single most important moment in the entirety of the Christian church. If the totality of the Christian message could be summed up in a singular Bible passage, that's what we have today. God's enormous love for humanity, humanity's absolutely irredeemable brokenness, Jesus Christ's sacrifice for our sins on the cross, and his promise of forgiveness, literally spoken from the cross, Father, forgive them, bringing us into new life and new relationship with God the Father. It is, in many ways, the most central, pivotal point for all of our faith. Everything that we do, everything that we believe, every way that we live is influenced by these central truths, that God loves the world, that the world fails to love God as we should, that we are fundamentally broken to the point of executing the Son of God, the blameless Lamb, and God's grace is sufficient to overcome our brokenness, but that grace was earned at the enormous cost of the life, the death, of Jesus Christ on the cross. This is the central focus to what this season teaches us. And so I leave you guys with a very simple message today and a very simple thought. And yes, I know you're saying to yourself, surely you're not done. And the answer is, I am. Because I could expand on it. I could expound on it. I could give you exposition about it. But there's nothing that I can give you more powerful or potent than the cross. The cross is the central reason that we can stand before God Almighty at all as anything more than the condemned waiting for our judgment. The cross is the reason that we stand forgiven, renewed, and accepted.